Send a movie idea.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to the Dream Factory, the world's greatest user-generated movie creation podcast. The rules are simple. We can discuss as many of your ideas as we like, but only one can be taken through to the next stage, where every element of its production will be geared towards making it the perfect award season contender. I'm Joel, a man who puts the oi in Critics' Choice Awards, and across from me, it's John Harris, a man until recently claimed that all awards were arbitrary ways of judging art and should never be treated with any sort of reverence until a certain film podcast finished second in the Pod Bible Podcast Awards 2024. Hello, John.
On the subject of being awards bait, do you think the prosthetic nose was too much?
Yes, I do. I think it was a little bit too much, mostly because we're an audio format. And all it meant was that you kept bumping it against the microphone over and over again. So it was quite an annoying thing to listen to.
Joel also hasn't explained. It's not on mine. It's not a prosthetic nose to make mine bigger. It's a second nose on my elbow.
Yeah, exactly. So imagine how distracting that is for me. It literally benefits the podcast in no way other than to distract me while we're recording. No, we did. Have we mentioned it?
No.
Did we mention it? Or am I going mad?
As soon as we finished recording last week, I went, we didn't mention the Pod Bible Award.
So we were nominated for a Pod Bible Award in the film and TV category?
Yes.
That's right. That feels right. Amongst some big names, some heavy hitters of the podcast world. And we were runner-up. We got the silver medal. John, I was very pleased with it. Very surprised.
Well, I said, after you promised every listener who voted money from me if we won, I'm quite glad we're second place.
Well, what's interesting, John, is that I imagine quite a few people didn't vote because they thought that was the chance of us winning was outrageous. But they've had a little sniff there, the listener. And so next year, if we're lucky enough to be nominated next year, there's a chance they might be in for a cash prize from you if we win. And they know that we're potentially only a few votes away in silver. So 2025, I would start saving now. Is that one of the ISAs? You can have a first-time buyer ISA, a stocks and shares ISA. I'm sure there's some sort of other ISA. Is there another government-backed ISA for bribing your listeners?
What I will say is if...
I don't believe this government wouldn't involve themselves in any sort of corruption like that.
what I will say is if we are nominated again next year, the canvassing that we will be doing will be unreal.
Yeah, because we were sort of half-assed because we thought we didn't have a chance of winning. Next year, it will be sickening.
You think that Brexit bus is nuts? We're doing a podcast plane.
I'm going to learn to fly a plane in the next year to help with our campaigning. Anyway, John, the reason we were nominated is because we do a brilliant film podcast where people send us film ideas and we talk about them. So let's do some of that. How about this one from Oscar? Avatar, but with planes.
Love it. Is it?
So is it the film Planes?
I was just going to say.
Which people forget about the film Planes. People forget about the film Planes because they did Cars. Mm. I actually imagine Pixar were like, Cars has been a smash hit. Here's the good news. There's loads of other modes of transport. So let's do planes. And if planes is a success, let's do boats. If boats flies for us, it's bikes. Name another transport. Trains.
Hovercraft. We're getting niche.
It's the hovercraft Segway. Movie. I reckon hovercraft straight to DVD, I think. Segway, the movie. But sadly, I don't think planes was a smash hit. It just couldn't capture the... Pardon the gag, it couldn't capture the Lightning McQueen in a bottle that Cars had.
Yeah, so what you're suggesting is in the film Planes, what we don't see is another room where there are human beings hooked up to machines that make them the planes.
Yes, exactly right.
Joel, considering Joel watched the Avatar, both the Avatar movies, like 6 months ago, he's completely forgotten what happens in them.
I'm not sure I can name a character from either. You're right, I watched them 6 months ago, and I'm pretty sure I can't name a single character from Avatar. But that's sort of that's not the point, is it?
You mean the iconic Jake Sully?
And there was another one. There was a little lad in this one.
Spider!
Spider! That's it. Oh, so I know loads of characters. It's not really... Look, the Avatar films, they're not really about knowing what anything's called. That's not what they're there for. You're supposed to sit there in 3D glasses going, whoa, for 3.5 hours, and then you leave, and that's it. I can't wait for the whatever the next one's called, Fires of Time.
The thing... So I think I saw a tweet to this effect, so I am plagiarizing to be transparent, but I think the thing that, you know, we have this conversation about the lack of cultural impact of those films despite the amount of box office they make. I think part of it is because I think there is Lego, it does exist, but you don't buy toys, you don't see you don't go to Asda and look at the George section and see a bunch of pajamas with avatars on them. Do you know what I mean? It's not, kids aren't into it.
That's true.
The literal kids
aren't
into it.
Do you think the merch isn't?
It's not because of the quality of the merch. I just think...
I've never seen Avatar breakfast cereal.
Or even a Funko Pop.
I've never even seen a Funko Pop. I was actually having this conversation recently, and speaking of film tie-in merchandise, and I'm still yet to see the Wonka movie. I'm very excited to see the Wonka movie, and I'm desperately trying to find time. Well, I think I'm now in the nether zone, right? It's no longer in cinemas. It's not out on home viewing.
I've heard rumours of the 30th of January for streaming, so we're basically nearly there.
So 30th of January, I'm there, I'm watching Wonka. I'm very excited to watch it. I had zero faith in Wonka prior to the film coming out. And I would say whoever's behind the merch deals had zero faith in Wonka coming out as well, because, John, there was not a single bit of branded chocolate available. When films like this were coming out, that would be the big deal. Like, there was definitely loads of Wonka chocolate.
For the Tim Burton one,
I think there's Wonka chocolate anyway, but for the Tim Burton one, there was loads. Like, Harry Potter, they capitalised on the chocolate frog.
Big time.
Oh, my God.
Bertie Bott's every favourite
bean. Oh, my God. And the third one that no one ever talks about, they released these sherbet lemons in association with the Harry Potter films. Very early doors. If you go to platform 9¾ now, you can still buy a chocolate frog. You can still buy a Bertie Bott's every flavoured bean. You can't buy these sherbet lemons. I was hooked on these sherbet lemons as a kid. I thought they were... And I still regularly think about them and how delicious they
are. Are they just a traditional sherbet lemon?
No, they were... No. There was obviously a magic to
them.
But they had a certain zing and a tang that you don't get in a classic sherbet lemon. And you could eat more than 5 or 6 without completely removing the roof of your mouth, which is what a sherbet lemon will usually do to you.
Oh my God, yeah. Sherbet lemons are torture.
Oh, they're delicious, sweet torture. What I'm saying is, it is a sick, sick joke that there was no Wonka chocolate. If I'd gone into any of my local supermarkets, and as I was queuing for the self-service checkouts, there's a prime spot in my local co-op where all of this sort of shit's popping up. This is famously where I first saw Liquid Death for the first time. Like, they will put any old promotional shit on this bit of the co-op. And I'm always, and quite cleverly, what they've done at the co-op is they've made the self-service checkout so terrible that you have to stand next to these these items for upwards of 20 minutes, right? So if there'd been Wonka Choc, I'd have tried every single flavour.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Little Timothy Chalamet's face on it.
Oh, come on.
Extra
golden ticket inside. Anyway, Planes wasn't made by Pixar, and I think it's a rival movie. I think Disney, prior to the acquisition, saw Cars and they were like, we need to scramble like we're military jets, and we need to make a rival to Cars. What do? And they just went Planes.
No, it was made by Disney. It was made by Disney.
No way.
All right, fine, whatever.
No, but it's not Pixar.
I know.
Cars is Pixar.
I know, because basically it was...
But Disney, that's not when Disney... Is that when Disney were Pixar?
Yeah, Disney's been Pixar since... For a very long time. I think since before Toy Story 1.
What?
I'm fairly confident that Toy Story 1 is Disney distributed. What it is...
Okay, well, we're both very wrong. We both are about equal distances away, because it happened in 2006.
Okay, fine.
You thought it happened in 1993. I seem to think it happened in about
two years ago.
March last year. So we're both about the same distance away.
Basically, Pixar gave Disney the Planes IP for them to do what is effectively a modern day equivalent of a straight to DVD version of a Planes movie.
Oh, interesting.
But obviously, even when Planes came out, you weren't doing DVD, so it was just a really low budget movie using the IP. Right. This one needs a bit of explaining for anyone who wasn't listening last week. Joel and I really hate to do any sort of running joke that runs more than sort of 7 seconds.
Absolutely.
But I did insist. So Nathan last week sent, what was it? It was order, Law and Order of the Joaquin Phoenix. So he'd put three things in one. And so...
Yeah, which is really good going.
And he'd also, I'm fairly confident, sent the idea with just two and then deleted it and then added an extra element.
Oh, yeah.
So we suggested he needs to sort of keep evolving that idea forever. He said he's not doing it anymore, but he has sent us one that is outrageous. So bear with me.
Yes.
Hey Jude Law and Order of the Dark Joaquin Phoenix Down Periscope. Got it?
Right. Have you gone through and worked out how many things are in it?
So there's Hey Jude, so that's the Beatles song. Jude Law, so we've got two.
Jude Law.
Law and Order, three. Order of the Phoenix. We've got Joaquin Phoenix.
Four. Five.
We've got Dark Phoenix, which is the X-Men thing.
Six.
And we've got, is it Phoenix Down Periscope? I'm not sure what Down Periscope is.
Phoenix Down. No, there's Black. Keep going. Hang on. How far did we get there?
Oh, God.
I was with you until Joaquin Phoenix. What happens after that?
So you got Joaquin Phoenix Down Periscope.
Okay. I know, Down Periscope, isn't Down Periscope like a comedy film?
Has he just popped that on the end?
It's just popped out the end. Colon Down Periscope.
Fair enough. Seven ideas in one. Thank you very much, Nathan.
Phenomenal.
The Beatles and Jude Law become cops in the Harry Potter world to solve a crime about Joaquin Phoenix down a periscope.
It's all happening on a submarine.
Oh, yes, of course.
A yellow submarine.
Hey, and we're back.
Really good work. I hope we gave that enough time. I hope you didn't... I'm imagining an almost like a Beautiful Mind style creation of this. Like he's been up all night working on the formula, and I hope we gave it enough time. How about this one from Tony? Fast to the Future. Vin Diesel teams up with Doc to heist the past.
Well, I'd like, if I could interview a bunch of historians and ask them, if you could heist the past, where would you heist? I'd love to.
Where would you heist?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you've got the advantage of modern technology. You can basically go and heist anywhere you like, right?
You'd think so.
Wouldn't you do a big pyramid or something?
I was
like
thinking
that?
Egypt as well, yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that sort of what the British Empire's done?
Right.
But we didn't have Vin Diesel.
It's not, which makes it cool. It's not stealing when you call it a heist, okay? That's cool and sexy.
Yeah, heists are sexy, aren't they? Why didn't the British Empire call it heists? Why didn't they play like that cool, sexy Ocean's 11 music? They could have all worn tuxes. And then it's kind of it's a heist. It's cool. Yeah, damn. Instead it's called, I don't know.
This gives an interesting insight into his film literacy that he said Vin Diesel and the Doc. Gone one actor's name, one character name.
One actor, one character, why not? Well, Vin Diesel sort of is he's a larger than life character, isn't he? It's not the name of a real person.
So even though I've never seen them, I do think he is called Don Toretto in the movies. But you are correct.
Is Diesel his name by birth?
What, you think it happened after the Fast and Furious
movie? What happens if you put petrol in him?
That's good.
Is that how they finally kill him in the Fast and the Furious films? He's called Mark Sinclair.
No.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's really...
It is amazing that you can just call yourself, if you want, you can just call yourself Vin Diesel. I mean, he was born to be Vin Diesel, wasn't he? If I tried like the Homer Simpson Max Power kind of thing, I wouldn't be able to pull it off.
Come up with your Vin Diesel name by the French word for your favourite alcohol and your favourite fuel.
Yeah. That's good stuff, man.
My name would be Bière Gas.
Funnily enough, I'm Pernod Oil, which sounds pretty sexy. Good. Yep. Vin Diesel, Doc, for some reason Marty's not there, ignore it. For some reason, well, The Rock's not there. Maybe they're off doing their other thing. Maybe they get stuck in the past.
The Fast and Furious, their last film wasn't as big a success as the sort of previous eight or whatever it is. And so they've said they've scaled down and they're going back to basics for the last one, which makes people think that they're actually going to go time travel into the first one. Because that's like if you pitch in a meeting to Vin Diesel, we're going back to the basics, back to the original. He's like, yeah, time travel. Got it.
Yeah. So isn't the gag with Fast and Furious that they're like every film it gets more and more obscene to the point where, you know, it's like, okay, we stopped a nuclear bomb with a car. Next film, we're going to space in a car. It's kind of that thing, right?
Yeah.
They haven't done time travel.
No. And that's it. And I think, you know, you're sort of, the camera's panning down the garage of all these amazing cars. And then at the end, there is the DeLorean, right?
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah, I would probably go to the cinema. If that's the trailer, at the end of the trailer, it pans down the garage and there's a DeLorean at the end. I'm in.
Oh, man.
Day one.
Yeah, I'm in.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Give me another idea, John.
This one's from Martin. Dante's Peak, or is it Peque? It's Pierce Brosnan's dog runs up a volcano. So it's whatever the short is for Pekingese.
Okay. Dante's Pekingese. Great. Dog runs up a volcano. Does he chase after the dog?
So, well, my first thought here is a Pekingese is basically a big ball of fluff, right? And that guy's going up in flames in seconds.
Oh, that's a sad thought, John.
I'm just being practical.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. In my mind, there's a few films like Dante's Peak. There's like a real sort of 90s disaster movie series there, isn't there? There's Dante's Peak. There's Twister.
Yeah.
And there's definitely another one.
They're making Twisters.
That's what I was about to say. They're making Twisters.
Dante's Peak.
Which is exactly. We should get a Dante's Peaks reboot. So in Twisters, they're storm chasers, which is actually a really great idea for a movie.
100%.
I don't know. In Dante's Peak, you can't be a volcano chaser, can you? Because we're always in the same place. Or are you just hoping to be one near one that pops off?
I can't remember. I think the only time I've ever seen this is like I've seen half of this film when it was, you know, brought in on
ITV.
Brought in on a trolley to a school class. Probably a geography lesson.
I feel like, honestly, I feel like I've seen like 20 minutes of Twister here, 10 minutes of Deep Impact there, a little bit of Dante's Peak, and they're all just happening in my brain. Like when I try to think of any of those films, it's all the same film.
The only thing I know about Twister is that there's a cow in the Twister, right? That's it. It's the only thing I know about that film.
That's how they make milkshake.
So from what I remember, Dante's Peak, Pierce Brosnan is a meteorologist and he's trying to tell people in a town this volcano is about to go, and they're like, okay, no. So could it be like,
shut up, Pierce.
Could Dante's Peak be a little Lassie style dog sort of yapping at them to say the volcano is going to blow, and everyone's like,
that's great,
what are you trying to tell us?
Yeah, perfect.
There we go.
Hey, John, should we do our ideas? Would you like one from me?
Yes, please.
Mine is the movie Argyle. It's all about a spy who has to go undercover with the football team Plymouth Argyle, who have just been taken over by a Russian supervillain.
Oh, very good. There's not...
Plymouth Argyle colon MI5 aside.
MI5 aside is
That's
excellent.
What it's called. Thank you very much. Yeah. He's got 007 on the back of his shirt. I mean, he's pretty bad at being undercover. It's maybe it could be like almost like a Johnny English style film where MI5 need to infiltrate this football team that have been bought by a shady Russian billionaire. But the only way they can do it is by sneaking in an undercover footballer. But the only person who's decent at football at MI5 is completely hapless. That's the film.
I think that there aren't enough sort of action-y films around football. I'm sure they've done them.
Football is famously really hard to put on film. Mm. It's basically never done very convincingly. The actual football stuff, it's very hard to do cinematically, I think, is a problem.
Also, can we talk about the existing Argyle thing? Have you seen any promo for this?
There was some at the football.
Okay.
Did you see this?
No.
So, Matthew Vaughan, who's the filmmaker, is a big Chelsea fan. And I think they've done stunts in the past with Chelsea to promote a movie. And at the weekend, it was like Argyle City. There's a thing from Argyle where there's a backpack with a cat in it.
Yes.
And they made one of the players get off the team bus carrying that backpack as though it was just his bag that he was taking into the ground. And then during the game in the press box, seven guys with your classic spy suit, jet black hair, slicked back, stood up in the press box and they were reading Argyle. And then a little bit later on, they all stood up and they were all brushing their teeth. It was all like Argyle promotion. It's so weird and distracting. Really bizarre. Like, the Chelsea manager afterwards said it was great. It was like, it's great to be able to promote the film. They've invited me to the premiere.
How much money is he getting to say that?
It's so sad. It really, really strange. There's been too many of these sort of films in the last years. I can't really separate any of them in my head. Like, Kingsman, Argyle, there's that other Guy Ritchie one. The Guy Ritchie made The Gentleman. Yeah. But then he also made one that's like basically the same thing. Operation Fortune.
Yes.
It's so confusing. There's all of these spy movies that are like kind of James Bond adjacent, but not really. I don't know what any of them are. Like, what is Argyle? Is it in the Kingsman universe?
Well, allegedly it is. Well, I mean, the key thing to point out here is from the little sort of reading material I've seen around it, the only conclusion I can come to is that the cat is a spy. Right? I've seen a cat. It's about spies. The cat is a spy.
That can't be real. Okay.
Also, I've seen that people, there's like articles being like, oh, trepidation that it's not going to make its money back in the box office. Do you know the budget of the film Argyle?
No.
200 million.
Oh, for God's sake.
Come on.
Well, looking at the cast list.
Yeah.
It's a mad...
Yeah, but...
It's a mad cast. Henry Cavill, Bryce Dallas Howard, Sam Rockwell, Bryan Cranston, Dua Lipa, John Cena, Samuel L. Jackson. Rob Delaney's in there. That's fun.
Oh, yeah.
Really, I mean, that's a strange cast. Yeah, I'm fascinated to see. Will I watch it? I don't know. Maybe.
Would you like my idea, Joel?
I'd love it, please.
I want to set up the sort of Godzilla mathematic universe. So we've got Godzilla minus one. That already exists.
Yeah.
But in my version, it's the film Godzilla... But we've minus one Godzilla, so that nothing happens.
So it's just normal life.
But then the sequel,
Godzilla
times two.
Oh, no.
Bad.
I know exactly what that's going to be.
Followed by Godzilla divided by four. That's four quarter-sized Godzillas.
Oh, is that bad? That's like the thing, would you fight a horse-sized penguin or whatever it is?
And then finally, Godzilla cubed. He's a big cube. It's not that there's 360 of him.
And it's encouraging kids to learn maths. I think that's great, John. How many Godzillas are there on screen? I think it's a lovely thing. Well done.
There we go.
I liked your little Godzilla joke. That was good.
Thank you.
John, if you had to pick a winner from today's lineup, which one would you choose?
It has to be Nathan.
Nathan, thank you very much for your services to podcasting. That alone is the reason we get nominated for prestigious podcasting awards. It's nothing to do with what John and I contribute. It's contrived seven film ideas in one title like that. So congratulations. Thank you very much. We'll see you on the other side of the music. Hi, John.
Hello, mate. How you doing? What you been doing?
How am I doing? What have I been doing? I'm very well, thank you. Do I have anything to report or recommend? I've almost listened to all of the new series of John Ronson's Things Fall Apart. It's fucking great.
So good.
So good.
So good.
So brilliant. It's so good. Like, so many, obviously it's all about origins of like various culture wars and stuff. And I think it's really interesting how they can sort of peg it to these pretty minor events or like these specific sort of days, and the coincidences by which these all kind of spiral out is really amazing. Really enjoyed it. He's obviously brilliant. Great. And I think there's something quite nice about the fact they're also made for Radio 4, which means they're all about 30 minutes long.
Yeah, no, it's...
I'm really into that.
The journalism is just like impeccable. Obviously, it's John Ronson.
Yeah,
it's brilliant. That final episode, you've got to let me know when you've listened to it, Joel, because it's so good. It's such a good way to finish off that series. It's ridiculous. From me, I had written down, even though I said it last week, yeah, Things Apart, series 2 is great. And then the other thing, I've actually already messaged you about this, Joel, but I played the demo for the new Prince of Persia game because they put out a demo.
Yeah, everyone loves it.
It's really great.
Yeah, people were absolutely down on this game because it's Ubisoft, who people don't tend to have much love for, and it's a property that's like laid dormant for a long, long time. But it seems like it's great.
It's
Metroidvania kind of vibe. I'm really into it. I think I'm probably going
to... It's really my vibe as well, because I just want to be able to play games in like 10-minute chunks. And sometimes you pick up like...
Yeah.
Like Baldur's Gate, from what I can hear, is if you... The first like 3 hours, you've not done anything. Like, you know, I get it. Like, these are these big cinematic games that people love. But there is a part of me that's like, I sort of just want to sit down and play a game. I don't want to sort of watch 45 minutes of cutscenes before I can even sort of move my character.
Yeah, of course.
And also, like you're saying about this dormant IP stuff, I said on Twitter the other day, all these companies should just be getting their dormant IP and just giving really inventive small teams the opportunity to make something really sort of weird with them, rather than sort of just leaving them dormant or having to, you know, make a $300 million game. Make a sort of mid-budget game that people like. There's no rant about video games.
Because it could spin off like that. If it's a success, you might make a second and a third, and then it could actually become a successful franchise of its own.
Exactly. Right? But, you know, apart from that, I've not really consumed anything, Joel. I've...
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Just sort of been existing. That sounds depressing. And on that note...
Hey, and you're doing it very well. Well, come back next week for more updates from John's January existence. Cheers. See you next time.
Send the guys a movie idea. Tell your friends that you like the show. Follow us on social media. Then you'll be the best listener.